Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Atlanta, what's going on? It is Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mark Zeno's hanging out with me for the rest of the week as Mike is making his way to Germany for the game in Berlin. It feels like there are a lot of teams that might be getting better as the trade deadline is 2 hours away from being over. We're going to fill you in on all of that and much more. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey man, it's good to have you listening and hanging out with us. Mark Zeno, what is going on, man? How you been?
I'm here, baby. I'm good.
You all right?
Yesterday was a quiet day out at Flowery Branch. I was the only non-Falcons employee in the press conference.
Really?
All the big media folks were traveling back from New England, so it was me, Ra, and two of the Falcons peoples. It was nice to spend some time with Ra.
Well, he answered all your questions, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He always does. He answers them.
He does answer them. I don't know if he answers them to our liking, but he does answer them. He will answer more questions tomorrow as we'll be up at Flowery for our weekly visit exclusively here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And looking forward to a lot of that tomorrow. Looking forward to a lot of that.
He doesn't know. I didn't tell him yesterday.
Oh, he's going to love it.
He's going to be surprised when he
tell me about it. Every time he comes in that door, he's like, what the hell are these guys talking about? Because sometimes he feels like he's walking into a trap. And then he comes in and, you know, we loosen him up. And then the interview goes where it goes. Here's the deal. I don't know if he's going to say anything more about Clapgate. He's trying to get past that.
No, he was pretty succinct with it yesterday, to be honest with you. This is what happens to Ra a couple of times. He gets asked a question post-game, and he's still in the moment and everything. Hasn't really gathered, which is understandable. I give him a pass. Hasn't really gathered all of his thoughts because you just have to be there and respond, right? It's part of your sort of fiduciary responsibility. And then he comes back the next day, and he clarifies it a lot more, and I'm okay with that. He was basically saying that he didn't think anybody did it. His players told him that somebody did it. Because I asked him, did you go back and look at the tape? And he said, no, I didn't identify it because I didn't see it. You know, the guys are telling me that's what caused them to jump off. And he just kind of regurgitated it when he was asked about the intentional grounding.
Yeah, he ran.
You know, so he obviously didn't have a chance to go back and look at it. They didn't show a bunch of replays up on the scoreboard in Foxborough, right? They're not doing that.
No.
So he just had a chance to clarify it. I think he said he wants to put it all to bed. He's like, I don't want any clapgate or whatever it is or any snapgate.
Yeah,
he was totally clear on that.
Yeah, and look, I agree with him. The problem is, and he acknowledged this as well, once you bring it up, it becomes a thing. It became a thing. Once you make it public, the craziness is, you know, Mike Vrabel was on WEEI up there in Boston. He does his weekly show up there. And he was like, I went back and looked at the film, and I'm trying to find anybody on my defense.
I did the same thing, yeah.
That's trying to clap or make any simulation whatsoever. And Vrabel was like, I didn't see anything. So I don't think it happened, but he didn't flat out call Ra a liar because, again, these coaches know that sometimes players do things
right
that they're not supposed to or they're not asking them to do.
He was saying that he was hitting his pad.
Yes.
Right? Like he was tapping his pad. And the If he did it on from the camera angle, you were seeing everybody on the defense's right side. So if he was doing it with his left hand, you're not going to see anything.
Right, right.
So I get there
and let me say this, too, because I think our buddy Mike Johnson on the morning shift said that he saw the safety doing it. Here's the deal. That's a long way away for you to hear a damn clap.
Can I tell you what makes it virtually impossible as well?
You can't hear that.
The umpire got moved from behind the defensive line to the offensive backfield. That's the position that happened, I think, 3 or 4 years ago, for the people who don't know this. So the umpire used to stand right behind the defensive line or in that area that might be able to hear it, was now taken out.
He's not going to
hear it. Because he's nowhere near it. And no one's going to hear a safety doing it, especially when they were on defense, right, with all those fans screaming. You're not going to hear any of that.
All right. Zeno, we got breaking news around the NFL. I just want to fill our listeners in because, first of all, do you think between now and 4 o'clock that the Falcons are going to do anything? Because right now, the Jets are selling everybody. Another big trade just went down. So, first of all, they trade Sauce Gardner to the Colts, who, ironically, we're playing them this weekend.
Good luck, Drake.
Sauce signed a 4-year, $120 million deal this offseason. So the Jets just signed him. Here's what the Jets have come to realize, and I'm so glad they're doing this, to be honest with you. And not for any reason that I'm a Jets fan. But when your team is bad, you know you're not going anywhere. It's a new regime. You've got older players, established guys. Get what you can for them. And as of right now, before this next deal I'm about to tell you about, they have 4 first-round picks the next 2 years. But wait, there's more. They just traded Quinnen Williams to the Cowboys.
Damn.
Quinnen Williams, okay, is a 3-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle. He's a player. And these are two pieces that the Jets – look, Jeff Ulbrich was up there. He knows. These were the two guys that said, okay, look, we got some pieces that we can build around. The Jets just traded both of them. And the Cowboys –
and they got returned 3 first-round picks.
Three first rounds.
Apparently, Quinnen Williams is a first-rounder and more is the way Ian Rappaport phrased it.
So I don't like
– by the way, can I ask you a question real quick?
What's up?
What world is – Sauce Gardner worth 2 firsts and Quinnen Williams not?
This is what I was about to say. I don't think – Sauce is worth 2 first-round picks. Look, Micah, with his age and his accomplishments and being an all-pro, that is 2 first-round worthy picks that you're going to give up. Sauce, not so much. 1, yes, not 2. But Quinnen Williams is going to the Cowboys. Here's what's happening. And by the way, Cowboys got humiliated again last night. Kyler Murray. They need help. And look, Jerry's going all in.
The funny part is, too, is that the Jets get that first-round pick will be the Packers pick that they got from Micah.
That's right.
Not their own, because they're not giving away that high-level pick. So they'll send back the Packers' 25th, 27th pick, whatever it may be, when it's all said and done.
Crazy. So that is a blockbuster deal, guys. And again, for everybody that said Jerry didn't want to pay Micah, well, whatever happened there happened. Here's what I know. Quinnen Williams is 27 years old. He's in his prime. Sauce going to the Colts in his prime. So you're getting two guys that should be able to help you the next, 4 to 5 years at a high level. And again, Sauce just got paid. Interesting stuff. But the Jets are completely in rebuild mode now. You see this. You're trading established players for picks.
Can I tell you something?
I like it for the Jets.
I don't want to hit a rewind button.
What?
This is what they should have done after Quinn and Dimitroff were gone. This is what should have happened. Ryan, gone. Trade everybody. Just hit the reset button. Start fresh. Now, it might not work out for the Jets because there's a track record of the Jets being, what do you call it? The Jets.
You still got to make the picks.
Which automatically precludes them from having any level of success. But they're guaranteed to get the quarterback that they want next year. Obviously, it looks like that's the direction they're going to go in because they have the capital to move up to number one. And they're guaranteed to, start fresh with a whole bunch of new pieces over the course of the next 2 years. And it feels like Aaron Glenn's probably got a 2 or 3 year leash now, at least, that they'll wipe this one from his record, much similar to they did with Dan Campbell in Detroit, right?
Yeah.
The first year where I think they were, 3-13 or whatever it was, they just wipe it from the slate and say, all right, we're starting new now. So, look, good for the Jets. I appreciate teams, again, that do this. Rip the whole Band-Aid off. Stop putting another one on top. Push all your chips to the center of the table. Go all in or get all out. Like, doing the middle ground stuff to me organizationally, it's no guts, no glory, man. You can't do the same things over and over again and expect different results.
I think they're in a place And maybe we were too, Zeno. Maybe you're right. Mark Zeno in for Mike today. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, talking about big trades going down in the NFL. Trade deadline is today. If you're not aware, it'll be done at 4, but more and more news is dropping here. But I'll say this. Maybe we were there, but I think the Jets are at a place where this is the only place they can.
Well, right. There quasi was some options,
yes.
but for Atlanta. But, you know, the Jets are pretty much already scraping the bottom of the barrel. Why not just dump it all out and move on? And, I mean, we bumped into Randy McMichael on the way out and basically said the Colts are going to say, hey, Sauce, welcome. You see that number 5 over there?
Yeah.
For the Falcons, just stick with him. Just wherever he goes, you go.
Look.
That's the coverage scheme for him on Sunday.
And I don't disagree. Here's what's crazy about Sauce.
Sauce is going back over to Europe again a second time this year.
I know. Nice little getaway for him. Here's the interesting thing about Sauce, though. He's been really good this year when you talk about giving up big plays against receivers. The Jets are not good. That doesn't mean individually you don't have players like Quinnen Williams and Sauce who are playing really well. And I think that's the thing that kind of goes – you know, unspoken, like, oh, the Jets suck. Okay, maybe they do, but look at Sauce's individual performances. He has not allowed, Zeno, you ready for this? More than 2 receptions to a single receiver in a game this season.
Is that good?
He is forced.
Good.
Yeah. He's forced a tight window on 52% of his targets, the highest rate of any player targeted at least 20 times in coverage. Again, that's all the stat nerds that we talk about, whether it be NFL Plus or Pro PFF. Bottom line is, those numbers scream that he's having a decent season. Defending, doesn't matter who he's defending. Either way, that deal's going down. Here's what also happened today, real quick. Want to mention this, and we'll get down to all of these trades when we get into the 4 o'clock or the 3 o'clock hour with our 4th and 1 segment. The Jags. Did you see what the Jags did?
Yeah, they got Jacoby Myers.
Apparently,
he was well sought after by several teams.
I know, and that's interesting. The Raiders trade Jacoby Myers. Here's what's crazy about the Jags, and we talk about this draft capital, and this is why I don't think the Falcons are going to do anything. We don't have this amount of picks. Going into today, the Jags had 13 picks for the 2026 draft. They traded 2 away today, a 4th and a 6th, to get Jacoby Myers. But they still have next year a 2, a 3, a 3, a 4, a 5, a 5, a 5, a 6.
Who's that?
And 3 7s. That's the Jags.
That's the Jags.
We don't have that kind of draft capital to make deals.
Look, there are 2 things that are prohibiting the Falcons from making a trade. Number one, if you are Terry Fontenot and you're about to be on your 5th straight year of not making the playoffs, I don't know how many more GMs can survive in today's current NFL.
Well, wouldn't you do anything you could?
Well, that's the point. You would try to do everything you could, but why would the owner sell? Why would the owner agree to mortgaging or selling off parts of the future for the next GM if he's got in the back of a mind this one's going to be gone, right? So if he is staying, then if Arthur Blank says he is staying or he at least isn't sure, if he's not sure, you hold everything you have. If you believe he's going to be here next year, you give him the freedom to make some moves, but the Falcons don't exactly have a ton of draft capital, as you just said. And so I think those are 2 prohibitive things. And oh, by the way, if you're going to trade pieces away, you're basically telling everybody we're punting on the season. If you're going to trade something back to get your first round pick back,
yes.
Guess what? You're basically saying, okay, we're done with this year. We'll scrap it and start over next year.
No, I agree with that. The other big news we will talk about is, yay, we signed another kicker, Zane Gonzalez. They have waived Parker Romo and signed Zane Gonzalez. Your thoughts?
It had to happen. I mean, and Ross said it yesterday. It had to happen. So the point simply is that this has been an organization, and I said this yesterday to Ra. This has been an organization.
You said this to Ra.
I said it's been an organizational problem for 18 months.
You said this to Ra.
Yes, and I looked at him and said, I don't blame you.
You looked at him and said this.
I said there are people above you who should have solved this problem. And he quickly cut me off and said, that's not how we work around here. I said, okay, but I'm telling you, this is not your problem.
That sounds like something he would say.
Because, okay, you should take my brand new, Matt LaFleur is my new spirit animal. Did you see what Matt LaFleur said last week when he was asked about Brandon McManus' status?
He goes,
I don't know, I don't talk to kickers. Yes. Give me more of that energy from coaches. I don't talk to kickers. It's not your job. You know what your job is? Field goal. or extra point. That's it. That's the only conversation you should ever have with a kicker. He goes out there and makes the kick. So it's not his fault. The organizational failure has been above him at GM to find somebody who can kick the ball through the damn uprights on any regularity. And I argued with Arch yesterday after it about Koo. He should have been gone before the season, period. The guy was in a three-year downslope. There was a three-year downtrend, and they should have fixed it before this season. They didn't, and this is where they are. So now you're going to go week to week looking for a kicker who can make a damn kick because you guess what? If Zane Gonzalez misses one, kick him out, go find another one.
First of all, that's not right, O. That's not right because another one did bite the dust. Secondly, did I not tell you guys I was saying this in camp and nobody wanted to believe me, Zeno? Nobody. Either way, Zane Gonzalez is our new kicker. All right, we got a lot to chop up here. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mark Zeno in for Mike today. We'll come back. We'll get to the daily download.
Can we get in Zane in the membrane?
If he can hit some field goals, I'll do whatever the hell he wants us to do. All right? We'll get to the daily download. This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. What else did you tell Raw?
A whole lot of things.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
It is Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The way you get good in the NFL, or at least the theory is, you stack draft capital. And that's what you're seeing at least one team do today with the Jets trading away Quinnen Williams, trading away Sauce Gardner. Sauce, ironically, we'll see him on Sunday as he'll be in a Colts uniform. Zeno, what did you just tell me? Mark Zeno in for Mike today about the Jets picks. What did you just tell me?
The Jets now, next year, have two firsts, two seconds. And in 2027, they have three first-round picks.
That's how you do it.
But remember, all this is going to be used to move up to number one in the draft if that's not where they are, because the Saints—
get a quarterback.
Right.
They have to.
So—
Yes.
The Saints obviously need a quarterback. They know Tyler Shuck isn't the answer, so—
Did you say Saints?
Saints, yeah.
Look, we—
That was like a laughing stereo car.
We have it bad right now because our team's on a 3-game losing streak. The Saints have won a game, and they look absolutely lost.
Twice.
All right. I mean, even though we've been in our bag about where this is going, Saints are a whole other story. But you're right. They need a quarterback. You know what? Day-Day just said this to me, and we were talking about, you know, the Jets. As the trade deadline is ticking away, guys, it's at 4 o'clock today. And I do want to ask you a question about our Falcons. Daily Downloads brought to you by Akins Ford, where the end-of-the-year deals start now. When Aaron Glenn was with the Detroit Lions, okay, and Dan Campbell made him the DC there, and obviously Ben came in at the same time, and, you know, they turned that thing around. This is how they did it. It was Brad Holmes, the general manager, and they drafted extremely well. They stockpiled picks, but the thing, you know, they didn't have to do was draft a quarterback because they traded for Goff. So they had the quarterback in place, but they knew they needed better skill guys. They needed to upgrade their offensive line. What's the first thing they did? Penei Sewell. It's the first thing they did. We're going to get the offensive line right. You look at how Detroit is built. That's why even when Ben Johnson leaves, they're still really good. I think Aaron Glenn and the new general manager there with the Jets, and I know you follow him a lot closer than I do, I just feel like that is probably like, hey, I just did this. We just went through this. We're not going anywhere. We don't have a quarterback we can trust. We got to stockpile picks and try to do this thing through the draft, which is how you're supposed to do it. But most teams are fearful to tell their fan base, we ain't doing nothing for the next couple of years. This is where we're at. And that's why, you know, this is probably an interesting thing for a lot of Jets fans who already kind of know that. You guys feel that. But for the Falcons, the problem is, for us, we don't have that draft capital to trade away to potentially improve our team. Any of the guys you're going to hear about, and we're going to run down the entire list because by the time we get to 4 o'clock, this will be done. But I would take any of these guys right now that are being traded potentially to upgrade or at least help our defense or even our offensive line in some cases. No offensive linemen of name value have been traded as of yet. This has more been defensive guys and certainly skill position, wide receivers and such. But, Zeno, I feel like for us, if I asked you what do we need, even if we could go get it, I don't think they will.
Yeah, I mean, look, they need help at any other wide receiver at this point in time.
And by the way, Seattle went and got
Jacoby Meyer. Oh no, Rashid from New Orleans.
Yes, and I think
that dude fast.
Well, I think it's a big pickup. I think that's a big pickup for them. You guys see it in Jigba this year? He is balling out. Like, he may be the best wide receiver in the league, and I know what Drake just did. I'm talking about for Seattle, and then you add Rashid Shaheed. So the Seahawks are getting another weapon for Sam Darnold, but. To your point about the Falcons, what were you going to say?
No, they need help at wide receiver. Could you argue that they need somebody to replace Divine Diablo at this point? Yes. I'm sorry, J.D. Bertrand, you're not the answer.
Did you tell Raw that?
Not in those words. What's his face got more run this weekend?
Who?
Who's the other middle linebacker?
Ronnie?
Yeah. Harrison, right?
Ronnie Harrison.
Harrison played 60% of the snaps. Bertram was down to 40. I think we're going to see that continue in that trend.
I do too.
And Rob basically indicated that was the case, that we're going to see more of Ronnie Harrison playing there. And who would have thought coming into this year, Divine Diablo would have been the most critical free agent acquisition the Falcons had?
Speed kills, man.
I mean, it's just unreal.
Length matters.
Yeah. So with him.
Why are you guys looking at me like that? It matters. This is a big deal.
You know what's weird about that? For the first time. When I've been in with Carl, he said something that raised eyebrows in the other room, not me.
It does.
Yeah, it does. Just ask anybody. Never mind. but the thing is, like, could they look to acquire a linebacker like that? Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's worth it to at least put feelers out there, but I didn't expect them to do anything. Guys, like, here's the thing. And I said this to Ra yesterday, too. I'm like,
you said this to Ra.
Oh, my God. I got to stop saying that for now.
No, you said it.
No, I'm dropping my dimes on myself.
No, you're not. No, go ahead. Go ahead. What'd you say? What did you tell me?
That'll be the last time this show I do that.
Whatever.
And this week. but the point is that, like, Can we do anything serious around that?
it's got to be frustrating as hell because if it was the same thing each week, it would be diagnosable. It would be fixable. It would be correctable over time. The problem is it's one week it's over here. The next week it's over here. The other week it's up here.
Like, you talking about how we're losing?
Yes. Oh. Because the reality is the roster is not bad, guys. The roster doesn't need that much tweaking. Now, does losing Kelly McGarry hurt? Of course it did. Do we know it would have worked out if it was there the whole time? No, but the point simply is that, like, you know, could you trade for another right tackle? Probably. But you have Kelly McGarry under contract for another year. So what are we doing here? Like, another 2 years, actually. What are we doing? Like, the roster is not really the problem. Finishing games, executing, game plan. That's why this team is 3-5 right now. It's not a lack of talent on either side of the ball. Kudos to the front office for putting together a defense finally that's worth a stink, right? I mean, they'll have more sacks by week 10 than they had in any of the last 3 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a roster problem. They don't need to make moves to get better. Okay. They just need to be better.
Okay. So let me ask you a hypothetical, because that's all it is right now. I know many of you are ready to run everybody out of town. I know I wanted to fire everybody after that Miami loss because I felt it. But if everything you're saying is true, that means Terry Fontenot keeps his job and the coaching staff is gone. If everything you're saying is true.
It can't happen. It can't.
Just told me it's not the players. He's drafted well. We have guys. What you're saying then is this falls at the feet of the coaching staff. There is a chance, hypothetically, that the general manager retains his job and everybody else leaves.
I don't know how you could justify, in today's day and age in the NFL,
if it happens,
keeping a general manager who's missed the playoffs for 5 consecutive years and hasn't been above 500.
I'm going to tell you how.
Please do.
These coaches have failed you. I've given you stars. The Drake London thing, everybody saw that last week and went, holy crap, how good is this guy? Where's this been? They've seen Bijan Robinson. They've seen Jesse Bates, who they brought in as a free agent and said, we're going to pay him the most money as a safety in the league at the time. Like, you start looking at this roster, even the rookies, you mentioned this, Jalen had a coming out party last week.
Mm-hmm.
Coaching has failed you. That is what, if I was the general manager and we had this conversation and you were Arthur Blank, and we get to the end of this thing, or maybe not even the end, hell, it could be 3 weeks from now, and you start saying, you know what? We need to make change. And I would tell you, look at the players that we've brought in. Look at the roster I've built, to your point, Zeno, and what has happened. Coaching has failed us. That is why everybody is looking at Raw and this coaching staff and saying, what is going on? Now, the irony is, if you go around the league, guys, and I'm just telling you this from coaches I've spoken to around the league, there are other teams that are going through this. You were in Baltimore before you got to Atlanta. Guess what's happening in Baltimore? They're killing the coaching staff.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is they have pedigree.
They have equity.
But Baltimore is killing the Ravens for being in this position that they're in. How many games have they won? 3. Same thing's going on in other places. 404-726-0929. Stukes and Bell, Mark Zeno's in. We're coming back. We'll open up the phone lines. Do you want them to make a deal? And if so, for what? What position? You only get one, by the way. Dede, we'll take a couple of calls. Don't call and tell us they need to fix the team. Zeno just told you the personnel is good. What would you fix if you could fix one thing? Trade deadline is over at 4 o'clock. Lots of teams making deals. Cowboys acquiring more defense. And the Jets have made another deal, as a matter of fact. We'll tell you about it when we come back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You said this to Rob.
Oh, my God.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast,
friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Some teams are being players today, some not so much. Talking to you about our Falcons on the trade deadline day. It's Dukes and Bell. Mark Zeno's in today for Mike, and we've kind of spent the first hour here just dissecting a few things about the Falcons. Mark has said a few things to Coach Roz. He's talked about Allison. She says, Zeno, that she understands now that you had 20 questions. I guess she was listening to the presser, and she said that you were being – she thought you were being super aggressive yesterday.
No, I was the only one there.
But now she understands.
Yeah, okay.
And who said this to Roz?
Oh, my God.
That's what she said. She said, I thought you were just being super aggressive, but you were asking all the questions because there was not a lot
of
outside media.
It was me, Arch, and one other Falcons reporter, and that was it.
Yeah. Okay.
So it was just the three of us. So
what you're saying is that you had time yesterday.
I had FaceTime. I had some solo time.
Okay. Big O, what did you just tell me? The Jets are moving somebody else? What's the deal?
Not moving, but Kurt Benker, former NFL quarterback, is saying he's hearing that they have multiple offers now for Breece Hall, the Jets do.
Wow. They argue.
Why would you keep him at this point?
No, there's no – and if I'm Breece, I want out. If I'm Breece, I want out. Like if I'm a guy that can play and I know this is not going anywhere, what are you wasting your career with? Go play somewhere else, man. If I'm Breece Hall, I want out. I'm with him. We'll see what happens there. All right, got to take some of your phone calls. What's the position that you'd want us to make a move on? And again, Mark and I think we agree on this. We don't believe that's happening today. We do not think that they're going to do anything. But I also think you have somewhat of a desperate situation. I don't think we're the Jets. Don't misunderstand me here. But I do think you have elements, like Mark said, to get your football team better. You can go get a linebacker. Hell, the Cowboys went and got a linebacker today. The Bengals linebacker that was complaining about playing time. They're trying to stockpile guys, add some depth. I don't know if any of these guys are difference makers, but if you're going to tell me there's some areas that we don't need help with, I would disagree. And that may be the thing that might hold us back. Let's talk to Kyle in Kennesaw. Kyle, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Hey, man. How you guys doing? Appreciate the call.
Yeah, man.
I think at this point, just from moving on, I think it's time we move on from this coaching staff for sure. Like, I don't know what more we're waiting to see from this, from Raw and the team. It's the same old story, other than just maybe somehow we just get lucky and it all starts syncing up. But I remember a quote. I don't remember where I heard it from, but luck is where opportunity and preparation meet.
Yep.
And those two words are solely on coaching, giving our players the opportunity and preparing them to be in those situations. These legacy teams, the Bills, Kansas City Chiefs, they don't just get lucky. They're coached well, they're prepared, and they're given the opportunity. And I just haven't seen that from the Falcons in a long time, more so with this staff. And I think it's time they need to go. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Can I just say one thing about Sunday? Like, there was a lot of good that came out of Sunday, whether you want to see it or not.
Whoa, what?
There was a lot of good that came out of Sunday, whether you want to believe that or not.
What'd you just say?
There was a lot of good that came out of Sunday, whether you'd like to acknowledge and see that or not.
Explain.
So, first of all, you hung for 60 minutes one of the best teams in the league this year. Okay? That's number one. Number two, you didn't lose because you had a bad game plan. You didn't lose because you didn't lose because you executed on the whole poorly. Two plays really changed the outcome of the game, the idiot kicker being one, and the bad
snap.
He's
not here anymore. Stop insulting him. He's done. He's gone.
They're all idiot kickers. Trust me. And the snap really, those two things sort of changed the trajectory and outcome of the, or possible outcome of the game. I'm not saying if he makes it, it's 24-24, the Falcons definitively win it. But at the end of the day, like, you didn't lose on Sunday because of coaching. You didn't. I know people want to default to that and jump right on it, but in reality, if you remove emotion from it and you watch the game and you see how it played out, you didn't lose because of coaching. It was a design to not directly run the ball at the toughest run defense in the league. It was by design that Bijan only got, what, 5 or 8 carries, whatever it was, or 4 and 5 in the first half, 3 in the second.
Yeah.
That was all the game plan. And to an extent, it worked. Now, your defense couldn't get off the field on third down. You couldn't convert. Is there a mix of coaching and execution? Yeah, but that happens in every game to every team, right? When you don't make third downs, it's a combination of a whole bunch of things. I know, again, I'm the first person to jump on this coaching staff when they do wrong and you know, let them know that I think that they have done things wrong, but I don't think that was the case on Sunday. I genuinely don't. You got beat by a better team. You hung with a better team. You won a lot of statistical categories that are supposed to win you a football game. And when you outsack a team by 5 and you win a turnover battle by 2, the last 64 iterations that a team has done that, they've won it, and the Falcons are the first team not to.
What is that?
I don't have good answers for you.
Well, that's what we're saying. When you say this team did a lot of good.
There was a lot of good.
You just mentioned it.
You played complimentary football. Your defense gets you back in the game, gives you opportunities to go down the field, score. You held that team to 3 points in the second half.
That's my point, Geno. 6 sacks. 6. Strip sack. I mean, all the things that we've been clamoring for. You get in this game, but yet you can't find a way to pull it out. Let me say this. You're saying it wasn't coaching. All I'm going to say is you play to win the game.
You play to win the game.
I don't care about any of this other stuff. You're not necessarily wrong, but can I tell you, after 2.5 weeks of what we just saw, and then the third week culminating with what this loss looked like, Falcon fans don't give a damn.
You're right. And that's the problem. They have no equity. This coaching staff, this organization has no cachet with the fan base, and I understand that. And if I just want to look at this week in a vacuum, there is a lot of positive that came out of it.
But we didn't win the game.
On the whole, nothing is positive when you've lost 3 straight and you're 3-5.
That's the thing. That's the thing. Do I love what Drake did? Yes. But I also love what Drake said after the game. Bro, I don't care about all that. We lost. Because he's right. What is his boys going to do? They're going to call him and, yeah, I know y'all lost, but man, you went off. Okay, so who cares? That's like those empty points, Luka, when he scores 50 and they lose. Who cares? 404-726-0929. Gabe in East Atlanta. Gabe, welcome in. Hey, man.
Hey, man. What's going on? Look, I appreciate Zeno's 100 stats of the losers questions, because I do listen to the presses.
I don't believe that, for the record. Only the coach does.
So, I want to caveat. So, the game plan was the game plan, but it failed because we had an opportunity after, who remains nameless, missed the kick. We had a chance. Before the 2-minute warning, we had the ball and 2 timeouts. We were on the plus side of the 2-minute warning, and we didn't run the ball. And that's a problem. Like, I get there, the greatest run defense right now, but we can't abandon it. Like, the Cowboys last night were down 24-7 going into the third quarter, and they open up with a run. Mm-hmm. We have abandoned it over the last three games, and that's a problem. And, you know, I think it's because we have the Tyler Perry of offensive coordinators. He has, like, all this talent, and then he has our team looking like Taraji P. Henson and Straw. It's terrible. Like, we got to get rid of Zach because it's not growing. There's no development. He hit a wall last year, and nothing changed. And so we keep throwing stuff at the wall, and the only thing that's sticking is poop.
Lots of it. Thank you so much, Gabe. East Atlanta, stand up. We can't agree on that, right? We can't agree on this offense. It's
not reaching its potential. I'll agree on
that.
That is on the macro, that is a fair statement to say. If you want to put it all on Zach Robinson, sure. I don't necessarily have an issue with that. Also, another individual who hasn't built up a lot of equity and cachet with the fan base. So I get that. There are certainly some flaws. I think it's fair to say, and I think Zach Robinson would admit it, there are some areas where they've come up short offensively on a repeated basis, and some of that is game plan and scheme. I know it's as simple to say as put the ball in your best player's hands, and I think they do that pretty regularly when it comes to Bijan and Drake. But still, for whatever reason, it's not enough, and they have to close that gap. To win more games, they're going to have to close that gap.
They're going to have to close that gap. What did you ask?
No, I'm not doing it again.
No. I'm asking about the OC. What did you ask Zach Robinson?
Well, I didn't. I don't have any interaction with him because I don't get up there on Wednesdays due to my schedule when he speaks. But, you know, I trust that him
but
and
you
Ra
did ask
in lockstep. They're in lockstep about where the offense is, and
they are in lockstep.
Yeah, I don't. He's never going to throw his OC under the bus, and clearly, the whole organization felt like he was still the guy to run this thing this year, even though they fired their defensive coordinator. But again,
well, last year defense was the issue.
Yeah,
right. And you fixed that, mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden the spotlight is on the other side of the football. That is what has happened with Zach. Last year there was no spotlight. Mainly because, through nine games?
You're 6-3.
You had a 13-year veteran playing quarterback.
And you were playing well, and so, everything was clicking.
So there was no spotlight. Defense was the issue. Flip the script. This year, the defense is fixed, and all of a sudden, you said it, I said it, everybody's saying it. Gabe said it in East Atlanta. This offense is not living up to its potential.
I think it's safe to say that no matter what happens with the rest of this year, that there will be somebody different calling plays next year.
You believe
regardless
that.
Of the rest of the staff.
You believe that.
Either the whole staff is gone and you're getting somebody new, or if they retain everybody, I don't think you can run this back a third year in a row, especially when you have put all your eggs in the Michael Penix basket, expecting him to be better and more developed. The inconsistency in the games, the inconsistency in his performance has got to get fixed, and it's got to get fixed fast because – if Michael Penix ain't the answer, guess what? You're starting all over from scratch again.
No, sir.
He has to be the answer. There is no other alternative. There's nobody coming else in to save this franchise from a quarterback perspective. That's got to be the guy for the next 7 to 10 years. And if it's not, well, then we have real problems, real, real problems. So whatever you need to do to make sure that the 8th overall draft pick that you took, even after you signed the guy, don't want to go back and rehash that argument, but what was a very bad decision now then is now starting to come home to roost from the standpoint of everything is in this basket, and it's got to get right, and it's got to get fixed. There's no other alternative.
Larry in the truck, appreciate you listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, what's on your mind?
We need to be fixed for the last 7 to 8 years. I'm saying it's not a coaching problem. I'm sorry, Zeno. That's probably the most.
I didn't say it wasn't a coaching problem. I said.
Tell him, Larry.
I said what I said was you didn't lose this last game because of coaching. That's what I said.
And I said how?
Oh, you did, because you still had the same kicker you had for the last 3 weeks.
That's not a coaching problem. That's a GM problem.
No. It all goes back to the head coach, Zeno. You still had the same offensive coordinator. You still had the same kicker. And you're still doing the same thing you did last year and the year before that and the last 5 years. You need – it is coaching. It's coaching. It's got to change. I'm sorry.
I mean, don't be, Larry.
I'll say it again. The kicking issues that have been systemic for the last year and a half are the GM's problem. And that's the person who needs to fix it.
Okay. I got a question, though. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, we will get to 4th and 1. We'll fill you in on the latest trades that have happened, and there are a bunch of big names moving around the NFL. Trade deadline today at 4 o'clock. Dave Arch is going to join us as well, coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. Looking forward to Arch and his perspective, not only on the last game, but some of the things we've been discussing as we get ready for the game against Indy. Doesn't the coach watch the special teams practice? How is it not on the coach?
Because there's only one kicker on the roster.
Doesn't he witness what the kicker does when the special teams goes out there and they go, field goal? Is he not watching? Here's where I'm going. I do agree with you about Terry Fontenot and the scouting staff and knowing what you've got. But also the coach is witnessing what guys are doing. They saw Ku kicking in the offseason. They saw him in OTAs. They saw him at minicamp. They saw him at training camp.
They saw him for the last 3 years in a downtrend.
So you can't tell me that the coach doesn't have any say-so. At some point, you got to go, that don't look right. We might need to get some other kickers in here. You have to be aware of these things. That is what Larry in the truck believes. That is what I believe. That is why I can't dissolve Ra of all of this and say it's on the GM or the front office. As a coach, you're going, special teams, let's kick some field goals. You are watching. And when you see a guy, damn, that didn't look good. Well, he missed another one. Zeno, I gotta talk to my guy. I got to go to my GM and say, hey, look, I don't know if this is going to continue, but we might want to bring in some guys. We didn't do that.
Correct.
We waited.
You're right. I mean, listen, I'm not sitting here denying what you're saying. And at the end of the day, the GM ultimately, theoretically, is the guy who decides the 53 guys on the roster and the 16 on the practice squad. Yes, the coach has input, but if something is failing, you know, the GM can easily turn around and walk to the coach and say, I'm taking this decision out of your hands. I'm not losing another game because of a kicker. We're bringing guys in. Go pick one you like.
You like Zane Gonzalez?
I don't even want to know his name. I just want to know if the ball goes to the upright.
Say it. Zane Gonzalez, say it. That's who's kicking on Sunday.
As long as he doesn't drive me in, Zane, missing kicks, everything's going to be fine.
Zeno in for Mike today. All right, guys, we're coming back. We got a lot more to get to. By the way, tonight, Hawks taking on Orlando tonight. We'll talk more about that as well on the way. And more about the Braves. We haven't even really dove in. We will into Walt Weiss getting the job. That news broke on the show late yesterday. We will dive into that, trust us, as we'll get into what it means for our Braves and much more. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore.
Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.